Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This is, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is hump day. We're over the hump, Vin. Don't worry about it. It's been just a crazy morning. And of course, when the crucial texts come in that I need to see, I'm not looking at them. Vinny, your day is not going well so far. Vinny lost his wallet somewhere along the line.
It's already been found.
Oh, you did find it.
I didn't find it, no.
Oh, so you don't have it with you, which is why you didn't have your card to get into the building. And then, of course, I'm not looking at my texts and no one's looking at their texts.
Did you have something else go wrong or just me?
Oh, no. There's thermostats do not work in the building.
Oh, is that why it's warm in here?
It's very, very warm in here.
Well, I can get rid of this sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
And these pants.
Take it off,
Let's
y'all.
Let's take it all off.
Come on, y'all. It's a hump day striptease party.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, that's fun.
I can't remember the last time I was in it.
The thermostat is stuck.
Yeah, everything is, everybody's, it says 70 on there, and it's
things
not
are happening. It's the whole building. It's not just
it is.
Us.
But your mic is fixed.
Is
I mean,
it?
It's not the mic you want, but it's.
Is it, though?
Can the people tell us? 800-400-3697.
Party people, can you do us a favor? Text us and let me know.
Yeah.
If the sound is
we just
as
want
it
to sound
be.
Pro. I mean, it's, you know.
It is pro, or supposed to be, I mean.
Right.
Anyway.
No, this isn't a college station.
Last night, and there's so much good. I don't know how you live with all the, in a constant state of transition at your house. But we're getting painting done, so there's
on the outside.
There, every opening of the house is like a I'm gonna walk out and there's gonna be a person on a ladder right there.
Mm.
Oy. And they're only doing the prep work right now. They haven't even gotten to the actual spraying.
Well, as you know, that's the part that doesn't take any time.
That's
the prep is the part that it takes all the work.
Sucks.
So you have a crew just working on your house, like, scraping it down, sanding, filling, cleaning.
I got home from my guitar lesson yesterday and I was
Wait, you got home from your guitar lesson?
No, got home for
my
guitar lesson.
Oh, in order
to
take it.
Right.
Got it. All right.
And there was someone, they were on the second floor right outside the window of my room grinding something. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go do this in another room. So I move an amp and a, like, you know.
They're right outside the window, huh?
That's convenient.
I turned my dude on. He's like, where are you? I'm all, it doesn't matter. Let's just do
I'm
this.
I'm somewhere.
Thing.
I've got a guitar in my hand.
Let's
make
do
this.
This
happen. Make it
and
happen.
It was fun. It was actually super fun. So it worked out. But I took the kids to the skate park after.
Oh.
And then they'll only eat tacos on Tuesday now because someone told them about
So you're saying that's the only thing that they will eat on a Tuesday.
No, I'm saying if I want tacos on a Thursday, they'll say, we can't.
Oh, I see.
So now when Tuesday rolls around, I'm like, we got to have tacos because we're not going to be able to do it on a Friday.
No.
Because the kids will be like, Dad.
This seems weird. Call it something else. Call it mini burritos.
What the?
I don't know. Anything to just get them to eat the tacos or something.
Anyway, so I took them to the skate park. Mm. The wallet was last used at Knob Hill buying tortillas for the tacos.
Said tacos.
I know where it was last used. I know I was in the van.
So you know
car.
You had it. And then you knew it was home.
I was that frantic, like, okay, I know I'm going to be late, but let's just
get this. The countdown's on. The struggle is real.
And then I just didn't. It was too dark. I couldn't see it. So I texted Christina and said, when you get up, if you can take a look.
Make sure it's up.
I know it's either in the sweatpants or it's on a flat surface somewhere where I might be meandering around looking to, you know, being an old guy.
Just putting the thing down.
Let me put that here.
Let me put this right here without a thought. It's just there's a flat space.
Anyway, so I'm on the drive in. I'd already texted her that, and she writes me back and says it was in the van.
Oh, it was. That's good.
Already found it.
It's fine. It didn't even occur to me that, of course, your key card to get into this building is also there.
That was why I took the time, because I figured I got to have it. Mm. Got to.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's just.
But
it
is warm in here. You guys, you know. Let me just go ahead and strip.
No,
down
I mean. When's the last time you seen my naked arms? I mean, it's been a while. And I was
baby.
Of course, today. At least it's a black T-shirt. But no bra.
Oh, this is today's gonna be a pleasure.
it's already a pleasure. I'll still like this. Nobody can tell.
Look at this. Hold on. What are we doing?
Nobody can tell if you hold your shirt out. How are you gonna do that all day?
That really this?
Well, it's. Kind of sexy.
Okay. You can turn up the sexy music. I'm not feeling that. Oh, we're both in black T-shirts. We match.
I honestly, it's usually just on the chilly side in here, and I just keep a sweatshirt on and I'm good. But
I like it right on that edge where if I had to, I could strip off a layer, cool right down.
This you like it cold.
I do like it cold.
This feels nice.
This is perfect, actually, without my sweatshirt.
Well, good. Are we okay then for a little bit?
I mean, maybe. The complaining will continue.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, this is, you don't want us to run out of things to complain about. It's like the whole show.
Okay, so anyway, now that I've gotten all that out of the way, how are you?
I'm
your day?
So great.
Tell me everything.
We currently don't have a crew at our house. We're just enjoying our hot tub.
Oh, yeah. So you got the, you know, again.
No.
What?
No. That again with the not... By the way, creativeenergy.com. Thank you. I have a beautiful hot tub set up in the backyard.
Why are you lying about the nook you got yesterday, though?
Didn't get any nook yesterday. Could have. I could have.
Well, you always can.
Yeah.
It's the guy that's on
no
the
trouble.
Other side of that gone. I sure wish we could have, you know, love making.
I know it's not on schedule.
Yeah. Let's keep it on schedule, you know? You think I got all day for this? Come on. It was a gorgeous day.
Lovemaking just doesn't.
Yeah, it's so gross. It actually sounds gross.
Together with my lover.
I don't mind lover because Taylor made it okay for me again. Because lover does sound kind of gross.
You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Always. Last night, while we were eating tacos, Edie goes, hey, Google thingy, play Taylor Swift Lavender
Haze.
Lavender Haze. Mm. I'm like, that's a deep cut. And this kid's rifling it. I mean, that's not a hit.
That's
was it?
One of my all-time faves.
Is really? It?
Yeah. Hang on, I'm going to grab that.
Lavender Mist.
Haze.
Haze. Whatever. It's good. I liked it.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's a good
vibe.
Song.
It's a little sexy, honestly.
I didn't feel that, so. But you know, that's because my six-year-old requested it.
Let's listen to a little of it.
I already hear what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, this sounds like sex
Bob's
music.
Bob's got the dance moves. This is sex music. There's some lovemaking happening during this.
Everybody grab your lover while you're still in bed.
Ew. Oh. No.
Staring at the ceiling.
Right.
I mean.
Sure.
You're right.
Hmm.
Well, I'm going to put a stop to this one when I get home today. That kid's not listening to that anymore. Sheesh.
Well, she just likes the dark lavender haze of it all.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyway, you were saying about Taylor Swift?
Oh, I wasn't. I was saying that, you know, you can say, like, I used to think lover was one of the grossest words.
Oh.
But now, like, my mom used to say, my mom would always say, we were growing up, and everything about my mom was gross to me. Because she's my mom. Everything's gross. And I don't want to talk about sex with her or none of that stuff. And she would say, like, you know, when your father and I make love.
Oh, boy.
And I would be like, oh, my God, I am actually going to be physically ill right now. Please never, ever, ever say that again.
My mom never said that to me. Ever,
yeah, no, my mom wanted
years.
To tell me stuff.
Mrs. Oliveira told me all kinds of stuff, though, yeah. That I believe to this
by today's standards.
She told me girls like horses because the saddle does things for them.
See, I really think that she'd be in trouble for some
and
of that
she
stuff.
She also told me
and it's not true.
That her and Mr. Oliveira tried, you know, the back door, and we were like, oh.
This is a...
This is, honestly, that, I have never heard that part of this story before.
Oh, we got... All the lowdown.
You know what? You probably could have done Mrs. Oliveira.
No.
I think that the four of you or whoever were in that, she was fully...
Yep, she's grooming you.
I know. Bob is also barfing. We're all barfing.
You were being groomed, sir.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a horny seventh grade teacher. Was it seventh grade?
I believe it was eighth grade, but either way, we were in it.
It's gross.
She was pulling us out of class, so we were like happy to go. And we'd be coming from
And she was talking about backdoor action with the eighth graders.
That part was strange, yes, I admit.
What,
eighth
back
grade?
On, yeah, yes, eighth grade.
Yeah. And, honestly, I was so naive at that point. Like, I know kids today, they've got it all at their fingertips. They can even just type into Google the question they've got, and they'll get the answer. I was so naive, I don't know that that even registered. The back door or whatever she had.
You remembered it, though.
No, I know, but that's because I grew up and then later.
She told you that there was they lay it out pretty straightforward in sex ed. Like, here is what happens. And it's about like what, you know, this will cause pregnancy. Here's what you need to know. Here are things you can do to protect. There's a whole other place. Forget pregnancy.
No, this was there's above so and beyond for sure. No question.
Oh, my God. And the horse thing has aggravated and annoyed me like the whole time I've known you.
For 30 years.
For 30 years.
Uh-huh. No, I know. I mean, I still believe it. I just think you're lying. But I mean, I've always thought that horses.
Yeah. Well, because you had a teacher who was grooming you for whatever. I mean, honestly. If you'd had summer school, you would have done her. You would have lost your virginity in eighth grade.
I don't think so. I wasn't into her. Come on.
Oh, so no matter how sexy she talked to you, you were never going to. That's too bad for her, I guess.
I was pretty game. I might have. Mm. I was really interested.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Anyway.
I actually feel like that lady would be, like, by today's standards, if my son told me, I have this thing. And I said, oh, well, what kind of things is she telling you about in this? And if I had Vinny for a son, I'd be like, he should learn some stuff. He should know about stuff and know what the dangers are.
I was in hot pursuit with no knowledge.
Right. And as your mother, I'm aware of that. So I would have been like, it's probably for the best that he gets a little bit of extra credit in this. And then I'd be like, okay, so what is she teaching you? And you're like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What now? That's crazy town stuff.
It is. I agree.
I don't know if that's, is that worse than my mom having me make out with my first grade teacher. I told you guys about that.
I seem to have forgotten this.
No.
They
were drunk?
Hold on.
Yeah, this there was.
Are you actually asking the question of whether while I was getting a little extra tutorial with a group of other, you know, children's, your mom,
yeah,
signed a permission slip?
Not a permission slip. They were drunk and
your mom got drunk with your first grade teacher.
Yeah,
and your first grade teacher was creeping on you like, man, that Maddie.
No, sure I don't know how it happened, but it ended up like drunk, and it was like, let's have you guys kiss, you guys kiss.
What are you guys doing, playing spin the bottle? You playing, what is happening here?
I don't know. I mean, this is part
know.
Of therapy.
This just popped up into your head as we're talking about it. You're like, I got groomed too. This is crazy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
For the record,
and
I
she
just
was
want to say.
Very good looking.
Nothing happened in Mrs. Oliveira's extra credit.
You never made out with your first grade teacher?
I never made out with her.
Were you in first grade and this was like, or was this later you were in like fourth grade and your first grade teacher just happened to come over?
No, I mean, I was very young. I was like 7 or 8. Yeah, I mean, I was either in her class or maybe the year after, but yeah. It was definitely like I was little.
No, walk me through this.
Was
you
this
say,
at the bar where they yeah, give you a free pickle
where
and
are
send you?
You
off to the corner?
So no, it was at our little dumpy little place that we one of the dumpy places we lived in
a
when
house?
We were super poor. Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess my mom had some friends over and she was one of them and my mom would get drunk and just get
loose with your lips.
I guess so and.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Listen, I see that you're like twisting up over there. You're twisting over there. This is something that happened to you that was not your fault. You should talk to someone about this. That is crazy. And your mom was wrong. Like,
yeah.
That is terrible, Maddie.
Yeah, that was not it was obviously traumatic enough that I remember it.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like something like it's like over the years I've been like,
was
yeah,
this just
I
like
think
a
my
little...
first kiss was my first grade
oh,
teacher.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, but are we talking about just on the cheek?
No, it wasn't like, you know, tongue make out. But
are you sure?
No, it was lip to lip kiss though. It was a lip
to
lip
kiss. For how long? Was there some, was she holding
I remember
it
being
you?
Long enough that it was uncomfortable for me.
Did she cup your young buttocks?
Yeah. Did she pull you to her?
I know we're joking around. That's pretty tragic,
bro. Fascinating, but tragic
my
is
boy,
the word.
My boy Deepak wrote, Mrs. Oliveira never said that bleep to me.
You were
being groomed.
I'm telling you, it's outrageous. If that, like, imagine some team. I don't know how old Deepak's kid is. He's like
how
14
funny
or 15.
Is that, though, that Deepak's out there going, Deepak is out there going, I know Mrs. Oliveira. I saw her all the time. Vin was getting a whole different education
yeah,
from this
a
lady.
Grooming. You lucked out, Deepak. She left you alone. And you turned into a doctor. I mean, a surgeon.
You weren't her type.
Yeah. He became a DJ. He doesn't even realize how traumatized he is from the whole thing.
I don't think that's the case, but I love that he's out there and it can verify. I know that lady.
And I did not
that
get that treatment. That did not happen to me. Is it jealousy or?
I don't think he's jealous. Well,
I hope not. I'm pretty sure,
but you know.
Yeah, I think you need to talk to someone about that. I mean, that's really.
Oh, I have been through. Trust me.
Did you talk about that in therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I mean, you don't. You are twisting though as you're talking about it. Is it because we're all staring at you though? Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes you say things and then you realize, well, maybe that's...
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
But I mean, when he said that, it's always the first thing that comes in my mind is like, oh, geez, you know. Mm. Yeah, teachers...
Well...
Just don't be gross around students.
Plenty of parents...
That's a great blanket statement.
Yeah, easily. Plenty of parents, though, are not pro at this thing and are just doing the best they can. But that does seem weird for your mom to go, you know, it'd be fun.
Why does it even occur?
Right?
Yeah. My mom had problems back then, so.
Mm.
Yeah, she was drinking a lot.
No, everybody's got problems.
Did she end up quitting?
She married my stepdad when I was 10 and, like, got her ass together. Mm. Yeah. I mean, she still drank and everything, but it wasn't, like, come home and, like, mom's drunk. Or, you know, yeah, or mom's locked
amazing
in,
that she
locked
could
in a closet
continue
crying.
To, or, continue to drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was happening?
Oh, yeah,
when
man.
You were a little boy.
And I was a little boy.
Good
boy.
Morning.
Oh. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Look around and count your blessings.
Yeah. Just remember, kids remember stuff.
Yeah. Also, your entire job is protect them. And don't let the first grade teacher kiss them. Like,
and
please.
If you want to know why girls like horses, you can text me and I'll text back because I can't really say it on the air. Sarah gets all upset.
Deepak, can you please reprimand him?
I heard the same thing, Vinny, so.
Oh my God. Probably from that first grade teacher that molested you. All right. Oh my God. KLLC, KLCHD1, San Francisco. We don't have time. We don't have time for a song. So we're legal now. And so goodbye.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.